All right, we'll call and ahead and call the City of Hamburg Budget Workshop for September 19, 2023 to order at 1800.
Okay. Mitch is probably new to this process. Typically, what we do is I just go through, plug in everything that we anticipate for numbers for the general fund at this initial budget workshop. We focus more on the water and sewer rates and those things at the later budget meetings. But really what I wanted to do tonight, I'm sure everybody can study as hard as we can. So just to go back to the last page, and these are the 2024 budget items that Jason and I looked at. And then you can see on the far right, 2024 budget column there. But these are the items that we have added and included into the budget. The one thing that I noticed sitting on there is the truck and the service box is also in the budget. So with looking at all the expenses for the year, you know, right now we're at about 16.8%. But like, remember, that includes the truck and the service box, which is about 63,000 of that. So that's about almost half that increase. The other big things is there's $40,000 in there, transferring out of the general fund right now for water and sewer, and $40,000 to recharge the filters. And $40,000 for the grinder station rebuild, but we're still waiting on an estimate on that.
If that covers.
Yeah, if that even covers it. But if not, we would look at using reserves from the sewer fund. The reason why I did the transfer is because we also have a $100,000 project if we're going to do phase two of the riprap. And what I would look at there to keep the access down is use money from the sewer fund. We're at about maybe about $300,000 from the sewer fund. Like I said, with all these things added in there, we're sitting at about 17%. But another thing, I think what we can do, especially with high insurance rates right now, is looking at the budget, and if we go into the city reserves, we have $88,500 in equipment replacement fund. So one of the things me and Jason looked at was using that, taking that out of the budget. So that way, you know, that would be probably the step one to reduce the budget. You know, like I said, that would cut it in half just with some of the things. The other thing we have is we have $113,000 in city maintenance fund. So there's money there too that can be used to help the top with some of these big expenses and repairs too, to help keep.
How much is going into those each of those funds on an annual basis?
What we had been doing is $5,000 each into the replacement and the city maintenance fund, and then we put $2,000 into the our handicap bathrooms, and then another $2,000 into the community center addition. So right now we have $88,500 equipment replacement, city maintenance fund $113,000. We have $272,782 in the street repair plus this year's LED, next year's LED. There's $28,000 in the community center addition. So that's even two park handicap bathrooms. There's $20,000 in there. And then there's $13,500 in interest. You know, and in total, we have, you know, $565,000. I mean, in these times, I think these would be the times to tap into some of that materials. And especially with the truck, what me and Jason talked about is just maybe look at purchasing the truck this year, at least putting an order in this year, if we want to look at using the reserve, just for the fact it's 3 to 6 months for the order.
As of now, independent.
And that could increase with this pending strike. So that's another worry. Then also with that, we all know the simple supply and demand. If the supply goes way down with this strike, how much is the truck now going to be next year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd like to think wait and buy, and you know, you should have wait and buy, and it'll come down. And now you got this, and it's like, so what do you, you know, again, you're not at a catch point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you know what? We put $5,000 a year into each of these
funds. This year we did.
But that's what I'm getting
at. Typically, that's what we do. This year, we didn't budget it, and that was a way of keeping the taxes low. And I don't, the only thing I have in there for, like, replanted, these funds would be $3,000 for a new mower we looked at. Because we figured in about 5 years, we needed new mowers, so we put $3,000 away. The next 5, we'd have that. But also, like I said, there's, we talked with the equipment replacement fund. We're like, you know, if that, we have 88 in there, 60. 3-5 we take out or whatever, you know, we have about 25 left in there. We've talked, you know, what else do we need? The Bobcat spare renewal, the toolcat should be, I mean, the money we put into it.
I know at one time we talked about like something for spraying besides, because I know you're using your own four wheeler now, right?
Well, I'm getting the toolcat. I mean, trying to get that all worked out.
Right.
Me and Steve have been working on that to try and get that. I mean, I think it should work.
Right.
But yeah.
I know we brought that up in the past, and I know I mentioned the past. I don't know if we've thought about it anymore, but like one of those utility golf carts with the utility box, just a little like dump box that you can put, you know what I mean? Kind of like a mule type of thing. If that was something that you could pick up used at some, I mean, I could be putting a pile of my, you know, hours on it, I don't think. But the only reason I say it is because the toolcat's so heavy to go across, you know, the grass and the fields that.
It's not bad, though. I mean, I drove
it. Oh, it's pretty well.
It's
all right.
It's peak round, but it's still.
Yeah. I was just bringing that up because I know we brought it up before in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. And me, and like I said, me and Steve are working on trying to get the sprayer hooked up and the drag hooked up to that. And then, I mean, it should work.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't gonna, shouldn't need anything.
All right. That'll work.
You know, and then some of the other things, you know, like with the recharging the filters, you know, another thing we can look at too is he reduced a bunch of that cost and cut that $40,000 in half from what would be transferring from the general fund and using some of the kind of borrowing this year for the next couple of years. The debt will be coming off after next year in 2024.
And also that, because in October, me and Kurt are going to recharge the, and then John Tome's going to come out and we want to get a core sample from it. And we might not have to do it next year. So we could maybe do 20 this year, 20 next year. And so
there's some options there too to reduce. So I know right now it's a kind of a stinger at like, you know, but I have looked at many options at, you know, trying to get that down to our typical 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one, like I said, like put everything in there so we can see where we're at.
Yep, definitely.
I mean, things, and really, we just kind of put the needs in when me and Jason went through it.
Do we know what, because I'm assuming we'll get rid of the Ranger then?
Yeah.
Is that worth anything? I'm just asking.
I don't know. When I go in, I'll see what they do for trading, and then
right.
It's up to you guys if you want to trade in or just sell it outright. Because selling outright, I think we should get more money for it, but
there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I've already had some people asking when we do get rid of it that
right.
A lot of people are selling like they're interested, so sometimes the dealers will do they'll take your trade plus $1,000 as part of their promos. I know somebody that just traded in an absolute jalopy and got $1,000 plus whatever they're going to give it for him.
Yeah, that's the thing we'll just see. And
yeah,
right.
And that'll be up to you guys if you want to trade it in or not.
And like I said, I don't know what year it is or what it's even worth. $3,000-$5,000. I don't know. But I mean, that looking at it that way, to take off that utility service box, which is cheaping that up.
Yeah, it's 2011, and yeah. It's only got 60,000 on it. I mean, it's not high mileage,
right?
So
something to think about, I guess. I mean, it'll mm-hmm. go towards, you know, the utility box or something.
Yeah, everything helps.
You know, probably the only other, you know, unknowns is I have gotten health insurance. So from what was budgeted last year to this year, it's about a 2.6% decrease for health insurance. So I do have those numbers. I'm still waiting on work comp and property and casualty insurance premium increases, what they're anticipating there.
Okay.
But I always put in 10% to be high.
Yeah.
I hope that's high. But you just don't know with the weather. I mean, I know my personal health insurance skyrocketing this year.
Yeah.
Other than that, and there's anything else really the council wants to look at or go over, that's kind of, you know, where we're sitting at. The only other real question I got in the great debate is, you know, for the past few years, we've been racking up legal fees of 40 and 50,000. We've been budgeting 30. I have 20 in there. That's another place where I would like to hope we can reduce too. And I don't see that we have any legal action other than maybe some, you know, nuisance thing that we may need to tackle, but I feel that can be done through a prosecution contract. So that's another area too. I hope that we can cut that in half too.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
I mean, we've got to keep it up a little bit because we're going to run into some costs with, I'm just a little bit concerned with all these new laws on this sick pay and rewriting a lot of stuff that we have to do, you know, that costs us legal fees.
I would probably just keep the 20,000 in it and just be done with it. And if we save, we save.
For this year, yeah. I mean,
because we're not done with.
No, that's just if
you don't have.
No.
Who knows what that, where that goes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the other things I look at that I also look at is, you know, other things we can look at is, you know, we have a little bit of a push. If you remember, we're at about 70% of cash flow, and we want to be at 35 to 50 at the end of 2022. So, you know, so we have, about $40,000 building city reserves that can be used to. You know, if we use that, that still gives us a 50% cash flow. Still puts us on a high end in the record division. So it looks bad, you know, it's presenting it at 70%, but there's, I've looked at a lot of options where there's,
well, the truck thing, I think we should just do, I mean, when it comes time to just get it over and done with, just like we did with the fire truck years ago, just, you know, bite the bullet and
yeah.
Money coming off the books on other areas next year, just bite the bullet this year and just
probably not going to get any cheaper. You know, like in the last 3 years, nothing's gotten any cheaper. No,
no, with interest rates, I think this is the time where you just
Bite the bullet. Just
versus doing the typical 5-year
agreed
certificate. That would be, you know,
unless we're privy to some special financing or something.
5-6% of models is in the boat.
Yeah. Oh. And that's something that's going to be used for 15 to 20 years. Yeah.
So there's, you know, a lot of variables that we have to help look at reducing the initial impact.
Good. Nice to have a little, where it is.
A little cushion.
Yep. And Jeremy, I know me and you looked at that addition for this part. I mean, can we take that?
Yeah, and there's,
what do we have in there? What do we have figured?
Another thing we've been talking about is looking at them bathrooms. And again, we're going to revisit looking at the back of the park bathrooms, making them handicap, and get an estimate, see what that would cost. And then also, I mean, I think a big advantage of having, you know, Jason with his construction background, you know, maybe even the two front bathrooms, just turning them into two family bathrooms where they're both handicapped. You know, that way knock the wall out in between them two, make it one bathroom, because otherwise you can't
right,
make them handicap. And then the back, there's plenty of space to make them, you know, handicap.
I was talking about the community center because we had that, you had that money in there for the condition.
And I was going to get to that, but I just wanted to go through. So, you know, right now we have 20,000 sitting there for that, for the park bathrooms. And then, I don't know when we start that, probably 12 years ago, 14 even maybe, because it was $2,000 a year. So it was quite a while ago that we started these funds. And then we put money aside for a community center addition. But at that time, that money was because you had two people sharing an office. And we wanted to either make another office and, or meeting room, you know, here. But now, I don't see the need. Unless the Lions or the Township would feel they want their own room or something. But it seems to work now with, since the fire department moved out there. And I moved in the fire department office. That seems to work pretty slick. So there too, we were putting money aside for that where, I don't know, you could keep it in there possibly for repairs, I guess, if you ever had some repairs. Or there again, there could be another $28,000 freed up to put towards some other project.
And that was just, and that was just to add on, like, I mean,
another room,
an office,
right? Like,
a meeting room,
50, 20 by 20 or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then along with all this, the big one is Brad's. So what I've looked at is we have, and depending to see what numbers come in, goodness, what oil is going to end up at, or, you know, so I'm a little bit scared because right now at the end of this year, we have $360,263. Our projected LGAs for 2024 are $104,014. So then that puts us at, you know, roughly about 460. And then, you know, if we see it, the projected for 2025, we'll have about $568,000. I had estimates from last year, the project being about 360. That may double after talking with our engineer. Because of the fact that we were looking at a mill and overlay. When they came out to look at the street, they said if we do a mill and overlay, which we can, because it's been so piecemealed together, cut into, patched.
Right.
If we just mill and overlay, within a year, all those spots
are going to come back up.
Come back up, right. Correct. So they're now recommending a total recon of that.
Is curb and gutter and everything go with that as well?
No.
Yeah, it should be good. Curb and gutter is pretty good.
Okay.
We got a couple spots we got to fix up.
Right.
Yeah, there's a few minor spots, but it's
there's nothing good under street, like water lines or anything that need to be go or?
Don't think so there, no. So they're just looking at, you know, basically they would, instead of just a mill, they would do a recon where they would take off all the milling, all 4 or 5 inches, and then put a, you know, depending on what's there, and then put another 4 inches down. Because said otherwise, you're going to run into that street's just going to crack everywhere. You know, there was a patch job. And the problem we had is that street has been patched so many times because of the work we did in 2011. I think it was when we redid the sewer lines back there and the storm. So there was a lot of work done in the streets. And they said then cracks will just come right back.
And that's where Justin's saying too, that if we leave for another year, it's not going to affect it one bit because it don't matter.
Yeah.
So, and far gone.
Yeah. He says once it's bad, it can be dust and it don't matter.
Yeah.
So we can, depending what prices are, we may have to look at 25, 26 or something maybe to do that, to have the money's available to do that. Because typically what we've done in the past is we take our local government aid, we put that into streets. That way we don't have to assess homeowners. Most cities assess probably about a third of the project. So wait for them numbers to see what a recon will be versus.
And I don't think those numbers will ever get cheaper though either, you know.
No, and that's just what's scary with, you know, oil at, you know, $100 and climbing. it just doesn't sound good, or the forecast with our current administration that doesn't believe in fossil fuels and we have no reserves.
What could go wrong with it?
I think we should just look heavy into getting this thing done sooner than later, not really honestly wait if the numbers come in somewhat decent.
Right. That's kind of what I'm waiting for. That just...
And Brody said he should have numbered by the end, because Glanco did it, so he should have pretty accurate numbers.
Yeah. And then one other thing, Jason, I thought of that we, or I didn't have in there, we talked about, was it $3,000 you figured for materials if you did all the slurry for the park?
Yeah, like $335, somewhere around there.
So that's the nice thing is, what's nice is Jason's willing to tackle a lot of these things to save the taxpayers a lot of money too. So he's looking at maybe giving it a shot, or at least trying a few areas with putting some slurry on, because you're down in the park, the asphalt area and the paths, they're starting to show a lot of stone.
And then I kind of figured square footage and for have like jet black come in, you're talking 10 grand for it. So we don't have the money for that, obviously. No. And it's just, that's just getting worse every year down there.
Because the probably the biggest hit to the budget is just, there's a lot of crack filling and sealing we need to do. So I have about 7,000 in there for that. And then the streets that are due for, at the bare minimum that are due to be seal coated, is about 23,000. So we're at about 30,000 for crack filling and seal coating next year. So that's a big, big bump too. And we drove the streets with engineers, and they pretty much said, you know, typically every 7 years, you want to seal coat streets? Jason's kind of put a plan together for every 7 years. And we probably can maybe go 9, because they said our streets
are pretty good. We don't get enough traffic. And they pretty much said all our streets, nothing needs seal coating. Just the fresh asphalt ones and crack sealing. We need a lot of crack sealing, though.
Well, maybe we should pass an ordinance against crack.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea if you're willing to try the slurry thing out, and if it works, awesome, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can screw it up. You know what I mean?
I mean, I just did by lift station. I mean, it's literally media away. It's not very 6 feet wide, but it don't seem bad. And Steve said he's willing to give me a hand with it. And so two of us just tackle it and just get it done.
Right.
That 3,500, was that just part? I don't think we had the basketball.
That was everything, kind of. I kind of figured all the square footage. That's
for the basketball court, too?
That's for the basketball court, the park, and plus the parking lot up here by the community hall.
Oh, okay.
That's just what I did by square footage. And
okay. Yeah, so maybe tackle the hall part first.
But the thing is, it's a 274-gallon been two of them we need. So if you get it, I'm committed.
All right. Yeah. So find 11% off a week. I mean, really, that this is kind of everything what we've come up with. A lot of the other things and expenses, I just look at what we've spent the last 3 years and take an educated guess on what 2024 will bring. $20,000 or $2,000
Yeah.
Well, it should help now with the.
A little bit with the house on there.
Yeah.
Parking lot.
That should hopefully help.
Are we getting that fence this year yet?
No.
Let's wait for the rezoning to get done.
Oh, that's right.
Get the subdivision done
for kind of one.
And the fire department doesn't need anything?
Not that I'm aware of it. I don't know if they're going to come for a raise again or not, or as you can see, that's one of the things I got highlighted. But I'll meet with Steven yet to go through everything. I'll meet with him before meeting Tuesday night. Because, you know, the other things we got there, if there's something they need, I think we have $24,000 that we also to remember that we had coming, that one-time appropriation by the legislature for public safety. That's another thing to think of, what we want to use those monies for. If the fire department comes asking or needs something, I would look at using that money for that allocation.
Well, I mean, I remember last time that we approved their some type of pack that they pretty much said that it's been 30 years in the shot, and they were, what, $2,000 a piece, the packs, and we bought only a quarter of what they actually needed.
So we do have some in the budget to buy every year.
Right.
And then we've been put $6,000 a year away too for that.
I mean, that public safety, do we know exactly what that can be used for? How loosely do they define public safety?
That's the problem I'm having with it, to be honest. I always hate they appropriate these things, you know, and then it's the lawyer's jargon, right? And that's like trying to, you know, I don't know, read Hebrew sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how can anything fire department related not be
your alert? Right.
Safety? Right. Anything I would say fire department or even police.
I was just going to say the policing budget, so, but that only lasts for so long until the money's gone.
As you can, if you look, you know, policing went up about $6,000, $5,000-$6,000. So that some of that money could be used for that too, to cover that, and that knocks us down another percent too.
Mm-hmm.
There's that option too.
Yeah, I mean, even if we could use that for a one time, and then if we could just, I mean, the fire department, you know, the cost of their equipment, they can make that disappear like this.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's the other thing too.
Is that money on the table?
Say it costs $30,000 to replace everything that is currently shot. In 5 years, it might be $50,000.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know what the cost of that's going to be. So it's
We shouldn't leave a cent of that money on the table.
No,
I mean that's got to get allocated to something.
I guess I'm using it towards policing would be nice, but it only would last you so many years, and then all of a sudden you'd have a increase in taxes to cover, you know, that again. So I guess.
And that's what I got to find and get to find too, is when it has to be used by.
Right. And I don't know. I'm sure they always need something, right? The fire department, but if we can take a big chunk of that away and just say, all right, well, what's the top things you need for now? Then we're just going to.
Just
one
for
that.
Yeah. Spend it wisely.
Just what you,
get what you can. And right. You know, just an idea, I guess.
It's a one time offer.
Right.
Yep. Pretty much.
I think a aging grinding station is public safety related.
Well, that's how I look at it too.
Should almost be that's anything like, city related.
Obviously, they define
public safety filtration system too.
Right.
I you could say that too, public safety. Because water can be a public safety issue.
Yeah, pretty major.
So, I mean, if it's that broad, it can be used for.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Is that something like we need to contact the state about for what they clarify that or have a lawyer look at?
We'll go to the league first.
Right.
They're supposed to be putting out a memo on it. So I'll go to them first. That's a free source versus.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the state telling me we want double.
Yeah. You can't say yes if you don't ask.
Right.
Right. Just didn't kind of itemize it too and say it can be used for this, and this.
Right.
You know, kind of like all the COVID money that was here brought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, that's kind of what we put together. You know, like I said, there's many options out there to help eventually reduce the levy, but usually, typically what we do is we look at the worst case scenario to set the prelim.
Yep.
And then try to work our way down as 3 to 5.
That gets set. Do we set that tonight or is that next meeting?
Next meeting.
Yes. It's just a workshop.
Yeah.
This is just kind of to throw everything on the table and what do you want in there and then find out what will be there.
Yeah.
Did we get the dump truck back? Right? New transmission?
No, I haven't. I'm going to wait till I'm going to do the ball fields because I still have forward.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm just not going to back up.
Okay. how are you getting in and out? Like just back down the hill? And just
yeah,
like
right. I back everything down. So,
right.
So I can drive it forward out of there. And Steve said, yeah, I don't have to worry about forward going out.
Right.
And then once I'm done with the fields or whatever, hauling everything away, then you're going to drop the tranny in.
And then whatever else we talked about here. I was just curious because it says dump trailer in there.
That was just in there.
That was just in
pretty much going to get taken out.
Okay.
We feel if we keep the one
time. Right. We're going to fix it up and whatever else you recommended.
The dump trailer then. You have the dump box on the truck and then he has the service box. Then
yeah.
Be organized and everything on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And with the truck, do you guys want me to, I mean, that's up to you guys. So like me and Jeremy are talking with, if they're going to be striking, do you want me to get it ordered? And then by next meeting, hopefully, I mean, I'll get a couple different prices and you guys.
The thought process on that would be, I'll have that as an item for the 26th and make that decision at the council meeting. We really can't do that tonight. It's a workshop, but
right. You can still get prices, I guess.
You'll get prices.
Right. I mean, and by the next meeting, you guys
to make a decision on that. So
right.
That's probably the biggest thing to think of right now.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want the price to go.
Yeah, no, I hear
we're screwed.
And we've been saving money for this. We've got a fund almost specifically.
Right.
To
equip. Our last vehicle purchase was 2011.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Yeah,
that and just all the signs, you know, with interest rates and trying to keep taxes down, everything just leans to use that funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably got 20 years to build that back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Like you said, the little miles you have put on them, I mean, should last a long time.
Yeah. Because isn't that truck 22 years old? Just the one ton is 22.
The one ton's a 2001. Yeah. Might be a 2000 or 2001. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the only other thing then would be is if there's anything else you feel on the kind of the wish list here you want to plug in.
Do we know when SCH is going to get back to us on the riprap stage 2?
Hoping I'd have that already, to be honest. But
we'll call up Brody. I got a cell phone number.
We'll be just yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Just yesterday. So.
Okay. Yeah, because before I was on council, I think I joined the last meeting. And that's what was the one thing is they kind of told us that. You kind of got to do that, otherwise it could be a catastrophe.
Yeah,
but that's even in our sewer. We got money for that,
right?
Yeah, I'd love it because it's pain out there. Otherwise, cutting and mowing, cutting and weed whipping.
I can't think of anything else. I
mean, you guys
did the homework.
Yeah, I mean, we just did just with the economic times. I think we're probably all on the same page. We don't want to.
Well, if we've learned anything, we've learned anything from the last 3 years is if you wait, it's only going to get more expensive. So,
yeah. And I've been hearing a lot of the surrounding cities are looking at double-digit increases.
So according to the League of Minnesota Cities website, we cannot use the money to purchase an armored or tactical vehicle or something similar. We cannot use it to purchase tear gas, chemical munitions, or something similar.
That's our own guidance.
Well, there's other things too. You can't use it to pay cost of any wrongdoing or misdeeds by our police force, which we don't have to worry about. And we cannot use it for construction, reconstruction, remodeling, expansion, or improvements of any police station or related facilities. And we don't have a police station, so we don't have to worry about that. So I think it's pretty wide open what we can use it for. We just can't, from what I'm reading here, can't use it to go into para, and we can't use it for the items I said. And basically, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with police, we're okay.
Public safety, but it can't have anything to do with the police.
Can't upgrade the police stuff.
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
Station, yeah. Because some of the items that they do list, these are all really vague. Community violence prevention, community intervention programs, community engagement, mental health, victim training, first responder wellness, equipment related to fire, rescue, and emergency services, or other personnel and equipment costs.
What was that last one?
Other personnel or equipment costs. So what, do you want a car now? Is this the mayor or what?
No.
He's got a parking spot.
Did he just say fire equipment?
Yeah.
We can't use it.
We can.
Well, then.
Yeah, all those last things I said, those are things that we can. But there's according to what the league has up here, as I read it, there's like still it's even more expansive than that. It just basically you can't use it for police, essentially, it sounds like. Which would be kind of what the party in power wouldn't want us to do.
Oh, so. Without a door. No. You don't even try to hide it.
Okay.
Interesting.
We're not using it for the police budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Police.
Got it.
Police mad.
Everything else is open.
Right. Yep.
Everything else is on the table on the wish list, I guess.
Water treatment plant.
Basically, just have to use it.
Just has to be used for public safety. Outside of the police.
So I think the grinder station probably would be. We don't want to be Flint, Michigan.
Yeah. Well, if we have to send city personnel down in the grinder station, do you ever have to go down in the grinder station? Do contractors have to? Would we be liable if they got hurt?
No, they carry their own insurance.
Our contractors, the public.
I think if anything, the treatment center, I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, that would be probably our most cut and dry case for public safety. I mean,
yeah, that's water
supply for the.
Yeah. Right.
If we could come up with something for, because I'd be willing to throw some at the fire department as well, if we can come up with something between those two.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll evaporate quickly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be, it'll just.
You said it was 24,000.
Yeah.
12 and 12. I don't know.
Yeah, dulls 14, the pain 10. On both ends.
Yeah. I can ask dividing. That our next Carver County like mayor's group gathering, like
see the other mayor, other cities are going to come aboard.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds good.
Well, at least this year we don't talk about the electric sign by the road since we can't have it anything but a static electric sign.
Yeah, right.
Carver County doesn't allow.
The change
of motion signs on their county roads or on the roads. So like if you go down Friday 4 and you can see, you'll see the billboards, electronic billboards, that it'll move or they'll show a video on the billboard. Can't do that in Carver County. So the idea of putting a board out there that would change from time to time, like was originally thought about, is not wrong.
Let's do the Jumbotron though.
Can I get the Jumbotron now? Then Egan would have to move his house because he wouldn't go to see it.
Jumbotron, check. Only $50,000.
It's not bad.
Truck
kind of things.
Truck crossed off.
Yeah,
yeah. Need the truck. The jumbo truck.
We're just kidding. Yeah, but that's what I got. Unless Bouncer or Jason, you got anything else?
I don't.
No, good job. I think you guys.
Yeah.
You guys did your homework. Looks like a solid list.
What brand? You just gonna pick any brand or brand specific on pickups?
Chevy's actually a little bit cheaper than Ford. Perfect. I was gonna go Chevy. Or Ford.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. I didn't know if, what, you know, which if you're gonna go to Waconia, Dodge, Ford, and all the Chevrolets around here or what? But
no, I just got up.
Fine with me.
Went earlier, and I went to Chevy, and I went to Ford, and they're close, but Chevy was just a little bit cheaper, and yeah,
yeah.
Work. Not Ridgeline.
It's good. You can put airbags in it.
That's true.
Airbags and a half ton makes a one ton.
Yeah, you just ask somebody with airbags on their half
ton. Yeah, that's right.
And their bend frame.
I don't have anything else.
I don't either.
Said. You guys had it.
Good. There's nothing else, then we'll just close the budget workshop at 1843.